the store or at 217-344-1500.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Tom Rogers. University of Illinois President Joseph White is preparing a contingency plan as universities brace for economic hardship, and he could release details of some details of that plan this week. Jenna Dooley has more.
U of I President Joseph White has already directed administrators at the three campuses to tighten their belts over the next 6 to 18 months. White is not mandating any hiring or salary freezes at this point, but says those may be coming.
Our budget is 70% people, and so if times get bad enough, we cannot immunize our entire community from those kinds of sacrifices, and we will figure out what to do in the fairest way possible.
Student trustees have suggested employees who make more than $150,000 per year should not see an increase in pay. White wouldn't comment on that specific dollar amount. He says he will present his plan to the Board of Trustees at their monthly meeting this week in Springfield. The U of I system is working under a $4 billion budget this year, but White says the economy and other factors could lead to problems going forward. I'm Jenna Dooley.
The transition team for President-elect Barack Obama will announce many high-profile federal appointments in the months to come. But as Sam Hudzik reports, applicants don't necessarily need to hand-deliver a resume to Obama's Chicago office.
On the website of the Office of the President-elect, there's a simple job application form. It's probably a bit hard to believe Obama will discover his next, say, Secretary of Defense, because that person applied online. But there are thousands of other positions Obama's team needs to fill, and no doubt many interested veterans of his Chicago-based campaign. Nancy Randa is with the Federal Office of Personnel Management.
They can range from assistants all the way up to experts in public affairs or congressional relations. Even in smaller agencies, it might be a chief of staff.
These are all political appointments. They lack the job security of permanent gigs in the civil service. As Randa says, these employees will serve at the pleasure of the president. I'm Sam Hudzik.
If you think politicians who keep their campaign promises are few and far between, a University of Illinois professor wants to challenge that notion. In fact, political scientist Tracy Salkin's study suggests that the actions of senators and congressmen parallel what they promise in their campaign ads. She looked at the content of their commercials and the bills they introduced or co-sponsored once they were elected. But Salkin says their ads rarely mention specifics about what they promise to do. She also says negative campaigning fuels the perception that politicians never keep their promises.
Lack of keeping promises is one thing that candidates accuse each other of. So if we don't pay attention to what they're actually doing and just pay attention to what goes on in the campaign, we might be led to that. Research also shows that the belief that your representative has or has not kept his or her promises is often linked to your overall views of politics.
Salkin says lawmakers should not be judged on the measures that get through the entire process and become law. She says that's very hard for individual members to maintain control over their proposals from start to finish. Power generator NRG Energy has rejected Exelon's unsolicited $6.2 billion all-stock buyout bid as too low. New Jersey-based NRG said yesterday it also rejected the proposal because the Chicago-based nuclear power giant and utility operator Exelon has yet to line up financing for the deal, which would create the nation's largest power company. Exelon made the offer last month. It has said the combined Exelon and NRG would be big enough to power 45 million homes with 47,000 megawatts. Exelon owns or has a stake in all six of Illinois' nuclear facilities. The state of Illinois will make $190,000 in grants to help research, treat, and prevent Alzheimer's disease. That money comes from donations that Illinois taxpayers made this year on their tax returns to the Alzheimer's Disease Research Fund. Governor Rob Blagojevich has proclaimed November Alzheimer's Awareness Month in the state. Experts say more than 200,000 people in Illinois have Alzheimer's disease, which causes the loss of memory, attention span, and the ability to learn. The fund was started back in 1985, and since then, Illinois residents have donated more than $3 million. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30 Central Time. I'm Tom Rogers.
Support for WILL comes from Commerce Bank. A friend to business for more than 143 years, their mission continues to be a dependable leader providing a safe place for deposits. Commerce remains a friend during challenging times. Commerce Bank.
It's approaching 9:35 in AM 580. Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser is with us. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Almost called you good morning, Chief.
Oh, well, okay.
Whatever you say, Chief. We are looking at a pretty nice day today if you've got the jacket handy, and then after that goes downhill, huh?
It does go downhill as far as cloud cover and rain, and at least it'll get a little warmer. You know, it's pretty chilly. This is our coldest stretch of weather so far this season. Mm-hmm. Right now we're at 31, 30 and a half, really. So we're still below freezing here at 9:35 in the morning. So we've had a prolonged period of many hours with the temperature below freezing. So this is our coldest morning of the season so far.
I heard you mentioned earlier today that next week we're going to get even colder, huh?
Yeah, we have two surges of cold air coming in. One will be arriving about Friday. I think Saturday is going to be downright nasty outside in terms of temperature and wind. And you think that this past Saturday wasn't too nice. This Saturday is going to probably be even colder. And then the middle of next week, we have another system coming through that will provide maybe snow north, rain south, and then much colder.